This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The ban on tap water was lifted for a small chunk of West Virginia today, which means there is hope yet for the 300,000 people who were told not to wash, drink, cook, or basically do anything else with tap water after a chemical spill late last week. As promised, we've gotten back on the phone with Don Tate. He owns a chain of Fast Check supermarkets in and around Charleston, West Virginia, the capital city of that state. Mr. Tate, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you, sir. Got a lot of feedback from your previous conversation.
Well, that's good. I'm glad folks are listening out there. Now, when we talked on Friday, you had gone through 480 cases of water in 28 minutes, I think you said.
That is about correct. They've lined up for a block or two.
Now, I'm going to assume you restocked your supply. Did things go just as fast over the weekend?
Well, no. On Saturday afternoon, FEMA started shipping water into the valley, into the area.
Oh, that's good.
And all the fire stations, some of the churches were set up to give away water and that kind of thing. We still sold, we sold puddles of water. But the thing that happened was that all of our stores now are loaded. Probably each store has at least a trailer load of bottled water.
Wow.
Both in the half-liter bottles, which is, about the soft drink size, and also in gallons. But they're expecting to get things so that tomorrow evening, water can be shut back onto the homes. There's a procedure that you have to go through to drain your water tanks or your water lines and those kind of things to get out the contaminated water.
You had said that you were selling a lot of microwavable foods and paper plates and plastic forks. I imagine the shelves are bare there on that one, huh?
That is true. I think all stores, whether it's us or Kroger, the dollar stores, everyone sold out of the plastic knives, forks, and spoons, plates. I think it wiped it out.
You had said people were a little anxious on Friday. I imagine now they're just kind of grumpy, huh?
Well, it's a real inconvenience. There were a couple of motels right outside of this area that set up shower areas for people to come and take showers at no cost. Mm-hmm. My family and I went about 60 miles away, and we did four loads of laundry and took showers and those kind of things.
But did you get your hair washed, Mr. Tate? We were talking about that on Friday.
Finally did,
all
yes.
All right, good. What's been the worst thing about this for you, Mr. Tate?
Well, I think the worst thing of it was that we had to shut down our meat departments and our delis because there was no water to wash the utensils with, the saws, the slicers. Those are the things that we take for granted day in and day out.
Yep. Don Tate, he runs a chain of Fast Check supermarkets out in Charleston, West Virginia, where the water is slowly but surely coming back on. Mr. Tate, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.